The Tampa Downtown Partnership joined forces with the City of Tampa to bring the intricacies of classical opera to the most unlikely of venues, a food truck rally. As the performance began, working stiffs, students, and businessmen on their lunch break swarmed the red picnic tables spread across the lawn of Likes Gaslight Park. And as the lines grew for the mayor's monthly food truck fiesta, so did the audience for Opera Tampa. Now, when most people think of the opera, they picture black ties, elegant gowns, expensive champagne. But these performers were donning jeans, flip-flops, and rolled-up shirt sleeves. Nonetheless, the seemingly ragtag bunch attracted a decent crowd, belting out classics from Puccini, Donizetti, and Verdi. Onlookers from the seven or so food trucks parked around the stage listened to the cast as they ordered sinful amounts of fried food. While this was an opportunity for the Downtown Partnership to showcase some of the city's culture, it was also an opportunity for Opera Tampa to dispel some misconceptions about opera's supposedly inherent stuffiness. Frank McLean is the Associate Managing Director for Opera Tampa.
There used to be a time where opera singers appeared on the Johnny Carson show and all that. A little of the star power is waning, but I think that's even changing. There's a place for opera in the community, and I think we just have to reach out, find an audience. There's a lot of people that love it that don't know it, that they just need a little exposure, and we invite everybody to come in and give it a try.
Soprano Linda Hines hopes the Food Truck Opera Fusion is one of many events that will be held in the future to help bring opera to a wider audience.
It's a lot of fun to sing in the most unusual of places. We've sung in food truck rallies, we've sung in bank buildings, we've sung at food markets. It's really just to get the word out there to people that normally wouldn't hear about opera or have the chance to, so it's nice to be able to sing for those people too.
This is Hines performing the Flower Duet by Leo Delibes. And as for the future of opera music, Frank McLean says it depends on the artist's ability to make it the music of the everyman.
It's not all about dressing up. It's accessible and it's for everyone.
And how soon before the big opera houses are serving nachos and deep-fried Oreos?
I don't know. Eating nachos during the middle of an opera may get you a spear to the throat, but still the music comes first. You got me tongue-tied on that one.
Be sure to visit our website for a photo slideshow of yesterday's food truck performances at WUSF.org. Jean Henry, WUSF 89.7 News.